Have you heard this yet?
Transamerican 209, proceed direct Raisin, climb via the Prime 2 departure.
If not, you probably soon will, as ATC begins issuing climb via clearances. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Earlier this month, air traffic control began using a new phrase in issuing clearances. It's called climb via, and Keith Gordon says it's been 10 years in the making.
The most elegant, streamlined way we could come up with to convey the idea that you're supposed to fly this thing as it's published and hit every fix at a particular altitude, at a particular speed, was the two words, climb via.
Gordon is director of aviation at Flynn Gallagher Associates in Las Vegas and a member of the NBAA Access Committee, who was extremely instrumental in coming up with the nation's first RNAV SIDS and STARS there in the Las Vegas area. He says climb via is basically shorthand for fly the departure as published.
That's all air traffic control had to say. They didn't have to say, climb with restrictions, climb as published, observed all altitude and speed constraints. No, all that's gone. Pilot says climbing via, controller says radar contact. Look how much verbiage we got rid of. That's part of the goal.
As with any ATC phraseology, there are ways to incorporate variances with the published departure track. Then it might sound something like this.
Transamerican 209, flighting 360, vector for spacing, maintain 7,000. Expect vectors to resume the Prime 2 departure.
In that example, from the FAA's online video explaining climb via clearances, the crew is being vectored with the expectation they will rejoin the SID. At the point where they do, they'll be expected to comply once again with all vertical, lateral, and speed procedures and restrictions. Now, take, for example, a variance in altitude.
Climb via the shed departure, except maintain 10,000. Well, that means that I have to make that first stop of 7,000, perhaps, on this given departure. But then as I climb after that fix, the highest I can go is 10,000. If he says climb via, except maintain, what that means to you as a pilot really is, you've got a traffic conflict out there somewhere in the future. We're going to protect you from it.
NBAA has a great online resource regarding climb via. Search for it on the webpage. FAA also has a tutorial video online. You can find it on the FAA website as well as YouTube. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, Rob Mark has a look at what the airplane geeks are up to.
On this week's episode of the Airplane Geeks, our guest is Stephen Friesling. He writes the well-known travel blog Flying with Fish. And he also spends more time on Twitter and Facebook than any 10 people we know. We'll also have all the news this week and our roundup from the European and Australian guys. And that's all on AirplaneGeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
NBAA Update is the business aviation community's trusted source for weekly business aviation news. It provides a digest of the latest operational, regulatory, and legislative news directly impacting the people and companies in the business aviation community, as well as information about the association and upcoming NBAA events. Subscribe for free by visiting www.nbaa.org/update.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Big news for operators who fly to and from Europe. The EU has decided to continue its stop-the-clock policy as it applies to non-European operators. That appears to be an acknowledgement of progress made by the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, on measures to introduce a global system to control greenhouse gas emissions. If your travels take you to Phoenix, Part 121 and 135 operators can participate in the FAA's Aviation Safety Information Analysis and Sharing Program. Your feedback would be sent to a database maintained by the University of North Dakota, and your feedback can be anonymous. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.